Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortens.
My husband and I decided to homeschool our boys partly because I saw a very articulate and well-educated homeschooling family on the Phil Donahue show. As we worked through the mechanics of homeschooling, we realized it was becoming a lifestyle more than an educational option. We could go outside and watch herons fishing for science class. We could travel inexpensively while everyone else was in school. And we could work on real construction projects rather than contrived school projects. In some ways, it was more difficult to homeschool in the early days. It was harder to find textbooks, and homeschool activists were busy securing the rights of homeschoolers while organizing group activities. Fewer people had heard of it, which sometimes made things uneasy with neighbors and relatives. There's always joy in being a pioneer, too. We were committed to fill in the gaps in our own educations, and we were zealous to do things right. We few homeschoolers were bonded together in a common cause. It soon became apparent that I was educating myself all over again, and this time it was sticking. With my friends, we hired phonics and early childhood math instructors so that we could learn how to teach those fundamental subjects. As an adult, I was quicker and more thorough. Bible passages were easier to memorize while teaching them. As the boys got older, I dug into English grammar and finally could explain the grammar of my mother tongue. Later, I added to those language studies by learning Latin with the boys. And of course, we all got better at solving math problems. So if you're in the process of deciding to homeschool, know that you will be educated and transformed as much as your children.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortens. To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit ClassicalConversations.com. That's ClassicalConversations.com.